This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Tell how Bonjo fell and left his living in a cheap hotel.
Think of the beauty of Merle Haggard's voice.
Cleveland's cold.
And then think about the ugliness of Orthodox Islam and what it's mutated into.
I do need your prayers, it's true.
Say some prayers for those little girls. Total evil. We've got to do what we got to do, don't we? Love's got to come off with the sickening satanic left. And the spirit cookers, and the pedophiles, and the abortionists that are involved in all this evil, the selling of the Chinese babies' parts, the Falun Gong being executed because they're Buddhist, who exercise their religion in peace. Not a word from the State Department, not a word from the globalist, other than celebrating it and saying China runs our lives, Islam runs our lives, Sharia law is the way to go. There's a sickening report out of the Southern Poverty Law Center that's been totally discredited. Obviously, law enforcement doesn't even use them anymore. Where they say Trump's National Security Advisor Twitter account shows extent of anti-Muslim beliefs. They talk about General Flynn, the former head of military intelligence, Pentagon intelligence, very senior rank in intelligence, about as high as it gets, exposing that our government was backing al-Nusra and al-Qaeda and ISIS in Syria. They're saying we shouldn't do it. So Obama relieved him 3 years ago. Now he's the chief national security advisor to President Trump. And they have quotes in here like saying Islam kills children. Islam is dominant in areas that exist. We can't coexist with Orthodox Islam. It's rational to fear Islam. They're going to attack us. That's like saying the sky's blue. And then they attack him for saying it and bringing it up and say remove him. And Chris Hayes tries to cover up Islamic attacks in Europe with these 18-wheelers running over children in Nice and in Berlin. And now we have footage released by al-Nusra themselves of their little 5- and 6-year-old daughters going to suicide bomb and blow themselves up and the mother kissing them and hugging them. And what does Flynn say in the article? He goes, where is Islam decrying the bombings? No one decries it in Islam when they do it. Is it out of fear or do they support this? I want to hear Islam decry blowing up little girls to kill other innocent people. And I want to hear the left decry it and stop pushing it like the folks in Aleppo are heroes when the Russians and the Syrians valiantly battle this scum. David Knight.
So, you know, we're always hearing from the liberals that we got to do it for the children. Let's do it for these children. Let's protect women. Look at the woman who is covered up here in a black burqa. You can't even see her face. Let's do it for the LGBT.
In a shroud of death. In the shroud of death.
Yes, absolutely. All the groups, LGBT people as well, all the groups that the Democrats say they're there to protect, these are the people that are being attacked specifically and most directly by these Islamists. But, of course, they want to kill everyone who isn't a part of their cult of death. And they even want to kill their own children as part of that cult of death. This is the disgusting thing here.
Look how sad the little one is. Look how they look like zombies.
Yes.
And then she just leans up against her mother, wishing she'd get love. And instead, she gets to put a belt of plastic on her with nails in it that blow her into pieces because her satanic mother is a frickin' demon.
It's absolutely insane. And, Alex, you know what? When we're hearing Obama talking about pushing against the Russians and we're going to look for a provocation so we can go against them, understand what Obama is trying to do to your children, or depending on your age, maybe it's your mother and father who are soldiers that are going to be sent to die for this guy who is part of a suicide cult himself.
And let's not forget, they've got shows all over TV worshiping the rebels, saying they're angels, but 98% of them are Al-Qaeda, ISIS, al-Nusra. Al-Nusra is Al-Qaeda. That flag behind them is the Al-Qaeda flag. Our media backs all this while we've got at least 1,000 U.S. troops. Special forces battling, dozens and dozens have died this year in the battle, while schizophrenically Obama sits there giving support to the rebels. So the Pentagon's been ignoring Obama for 3 years and has been doing things that Obama dare not challenge. That's how the civil war is really going in this country, David.
You know, Alex, as I mentioned before, going back to 2012, where they were trying to sell the idea that there was gas attack, which we learned was not the Syrian government, they were saying, we're going to use these different rebel groups against the other rebel groups. They're all connected. General Flynn pointed that out, but as late as 2015, we had General Petraeus saying, hey, let's use al-Nusra, who is part of al-Qaeda, against
exactly, ISIS. Exactly. And let's understand something. These Islamists are pigs. They put this out themselves. Yep. They're proud of it.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need some extra cash for Christmas presents this year? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If you could use extra cash for Christmas, turn your radio up. 45cash.com specializes in connecting you with a lender ready to give you the cash you need for Christmas. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com to request up to $5,000 for Christmas spending in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
The world is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
Well, the Berlin manhunt for the Islamicist who was reportedly in the truck that killed a bunch of people is ongoing, but our media says it has nothing to do with Islam. They're just showing incredibly shocking video that's up at drudgereport.com. It's also up at Infowars.com. Breaking down a mother there in Syria with al-Nusra, that's al-Qaeda, they have the al-Qaeda flag, getting her two young daughters ready, ages 5 and 6, for a suicide bombing. Kissing them goodbye. It's little girls are so scared. This is so real. And this is what they're putting out. And, man, if you watch the Oscars or you watch the news or you watch Netflix, it's just all over. The white helmets, the good people of Aleppo, and leftist media is like, kill that Russian ambassador in Turkey. My God, the good people of Aleppo. A bunch of jihadis that invaded Syria, took over and are murdering everybody en masse, raping little girls to death, selling them into sex slavery, murdering their own daughters. And it's all cute. It's all funny. It's all trendy. In fact, let's take that little clip there I just pointed out and add to the bigger piece that Knight's about to put out, where we put all this in context. In context. Because it is just crazy town. And it's time to expose these monsters that are so anti-West, so anti-Christian, so anti-women, that they have this weird fetish to support the most radical, degenerate, viral, mutinous mutations of Islam. I want to hear the Muslims decry this. Jihad mom kisses tiny daughters, age 7 and 9. They look weirder than that to me. Goodbye. And sends them off on suicide bomb mission. Add this short little clip, too, so I clarify what I'm saying. They're younger. I've seen them blow up six-year-olds. You know, they look like that. I guess they're so malnourished in the jihadi heavenly kingdom that it doesn't matter. I'm not somebody that talks about violence. I'm not somebody that shoots my mouth off. But let me tell you something. I'd love to get in a ring with that guy. I'd really love to get in a ring with him. And it's not out of a hateful feeling. It's wanting to protect those little girls. I guarantee you, I'd get that guy down and I'd beat his brains out. I'd just punch him right in the eyes till his cheekbones break and just ram those eyes right into that brain. I'd punch him till my fist was a broken, bloody mess. I just have to say that. It just gives me a little bit of relief to fantasize. I'm not a sadistic person. That's a natural urge when a baby's being attacked by a monster to take that monster on. Whether it's a wildcat or some degenerate vampire like those children's mother and father. Oh, excuse me. Now, I'm not doing this for an infomercial. I'm going to get into the Obama reportedly calling and threatening to attack Russia. The story's up on Infowars.com. It's so important, and it ties into NATO's actual statement. So Steve Watson has reported it. We've got amazing sources. Be sure to check it out for yourself. That's coming up. I'll get these guys back on the nightly news at some point. But the reason I did this, we get sent business ideas every couple of days. And we have to pass on most of them because usually something's already patented or it's already out there or it's not original or we don't think it's feasible. And who knows what I know. But when I learned how young Justin, I guess it's Godsky, he can tell me, or Godsky if I'm pronouncing it wrong, at GetTrumpCards.com, and I'll plug where you can get them from them. We're selling them to. And, of course, a lot of companies wouldn't even make a Trump card. I was talking to them earlier. Bicycle wouldn't even make it. That's how controlled the economy is. So these cost them a lot to make. I mean, I'm getting them for like $8, $9 from them. And they cost $20, but it's got gold foil on them. You know, they're really fancy cards. It's got Paul Watson. It's got myself in the InfoWar piloting a jet aircraft with the UN and Hillary after me. It's got a whole bunch of Trumps, obviously, and I think he does look pretty good imperial. I got to hand it to him. Most of the cards are Trump. It's got a lot of other people in there as well. So you definitely want to find out more about that. It's got Stefan Molyneux, Richard Spencer, Chuck C. Johnson, Trump, Nigel Farage, Trump's the clubs, Trump of Diamonds, Milo Yiannopoulos, Katie McHugh, and a bunch of other folks there. So it's exciting. I like it. And again, is this going to save the world? No. But young people like this, especially putting something out, becoming entrepreneurs, little bits of culture like this, taking back the culture wars, creating art, putting information out, celebrating our victories. Some great B-roll the folks shot. I haven't seen this. It's just beautiful. It's got to be the prettiest card deck I've ever seen. Other than some hand-painted ones I've seen from the Middle Ages in a museum. Very, very stylish, and they kind of go with the Middle Ages or Renaissance style of art. Very, very powerful. They're available at InfoWarsStore.com, or you can support these guys 100% and get them, again, on their website that I mentioned earlier. But I am excited to have them join us, I guess. I mean, I know one of you's names. I guess the other's your brother. You sure look alike. Introduce yourselves. Who's who here? The two-headed monster is how you look. I mean, you look great, but kind of like a two-headed monster there from Jack and the Beanstalker. Was that Jack and the Beanstalker, another one, there in your apartment? Tell us about this and introduce yourselves.
Start. I'm Justin. This is my brother Nick over here. We worked on the project together. We branded as the Kadesky Brothers. I had the idea and did all the logistics and website store setup, and he did like most of the art. I did all the art. Yeah.
Well, it's exciting, and I mean, I just want to say I saw the mock-ups you did and thought they looked pretty good, but man, with the gold foil and the way you laid these out, these look better than almost all the professional card decks I've seen out there, including fancy ones. So congratulations.
Thanks. Thanks. That's why they cost $20. Right? Yeah. And we're really happy with the way the foil came out, like in the metallic inks, like we have one right here. And we weren't sure exactly how it was going to look, but like we're really happy with the way they came out.
Well, it's all original artwork. In fact, the back of the cards are great. Tell folks about the back of the cards as I show that to TV viewers and describe it to radio listeners.
Yeah, like the back of the card, I based it largely off of like a traditional bicycle deck that you pick up at a store, like the normal kind of deck. So all the designs are based on that.
But it's like Trump. It's Trump at the White House.
Yeah. It's Trump at the White House.
I like
House.
How you have these ready before he got in the White House, too. You're already having them produced before. Yeah. So you were putting your money where your mouth was.
Yeah, we actually started this project. We launched our Twitter account, like, right before Super Tuesday? Iowa caucus? Yeah. Right before Iowa caucus. And just that weekend, we talked to Milo in person because he went to a college near us. And that's how the entire project got started. Because he agreed to be in it, and we got through him. We got the Gavin, we got Lauren Southern, and so on.
Well, keep telling me about your views and you know how you woke up to the New World Order.
How did you start? Well, I've been involved in politics probably since I was like in late middle school, earlier than a lot of my peers. I grew up with a computer. My dad's always been a computer, so I've always been like heavily connected. And I just stumbled upon politics, and I just was drawn to, I guess, you know, more right-wing ideas. I've been involved for a while now.
Yeah, we started off, like, we sort of are like ANCAPs, like, you know, like anarcho-capitalists, not like the lefty, anarchists. But, like, we came through, like Stefan Molyneux, like people like that. And, that opened our eyes to a lot of, potential ways of setting things up and, like, you know, really interested us.
Well, and now you're here on the InfoWar. I wish you a lot of success. What other entrepreneurial ideas are you launching?
Right now, we're actually software developers, and I'm a software developer. He's a designer, and we're designing for a startup of ours. It's not really related to this, but we do want to get back to more political ideas as soon as we can. We think there's a big cultural shift. You know, as Andrew Breitbart himself says, his politics is downstream from culture. And that's something I think that people on the right often forget is that the lefties have a lot of control over art and a lot of control over culture.
It's completely artificial. There's no reason for that divide. It's completely artificial divide. It's because this is basically just the politics of it. And and everything is from Hollywood and how there's control there over like what you're allowed to show, what you're like, you know, what messages you're allowed to send. But there's no reason for that. I think it would be nice if we saw a revival of right-wing art.
That's right. And what's the best website? GetTrump.cards?
Yeah, correct.
All right, GetTrump.cards. Now, I know Trump's famous about defending his image and things like that. I even hesitated putting out Trump as my president, but he's a public figure. We have a right to do it. I know he's aware of what I've done and hasn't had a problem with it. I know he's had a problem with other people putting out Trump decks that basically demonized him, but I think you've got fair use here. It's a deck of activists, including the president. He's a public figure. You got the permission of the other activists. I think you're completely covered here, but who knows? This is historical. Everybody should get it. You also have an art gallery, which I want to get some of this and hang it up. I like the fact that I'm the ace of diamonds. Is Gavin McGinnis the ace of spades?
Yeah, he's the ace of spades, yeah. He personally recommended for him to be the ace of spades because he has a tattoo on his arm that, referenced
He
that
recommended,
song.
Which is fine, but Trump should be the ace of spades in this deck. I mean, I don't have a problem with Gavin. He's just so funny. I recommend, boys, that you make me the ace of spades because I have a tattoo of it. Oh, I mean, I love Gavin, but it should be Trump.
And he deserves it. I like Gavin, too.
Yeah, he does. But, I mean, Trump is the ace of spades. In fact, we've been saying that for a year and a half. Trump is the ace of spades. Let's put him up on screen. But I would imagine you're going to have more permutations, aren't you?
Well, we thought about it, but like one of the things with the printing is like there's whenever you send in the art, like the final art, they have like it's kind of locked in because they create a plate and then they press the plate down like on the sheet. So like if like any changes that we would want to make to the deck would be like a lot more costly than just like sending another print through, because of the way it works, is a setup.
No, I'm impressed. I want to have you guys back on. And like I said, send me some of the posters you've got as well. Very, very honored to be the Ace of Diamonds. And I appreciate your work, gentlemen. Again, gettrump.cards. I didn't know they had a card URL. That's
kind of, yeah, that's relatively new.
Yeah, I'm going to get an InfoWars card right now, folks. Let's get it. Chris already grabbed it. I can take it away, though, folks. Listen, I appreciate you guys. Great job. We also have the cards available, InfoWarsStore.com. Have a great Christmas, my friends.
All right, thanks, you too.
Thank you, too.
And we'll have you back up. All right. I want the all posters. Right. That's what was cool. Great artist.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
And now, three recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 02, the financial crisis of 08, the flash crash of 2010. It's not if, but when. What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts, even 401k. Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
People sleeping in their shoes.
yesterday. Two new T-shirts. People keep asking for an InfoWars crew shirt. And we've got one for the crew and one for everybody. It just says InfoWars.com on the back with a big symbol. InfoWars.com on the right-hand shoulder. And it says crew on the breast. We also have the Republic Defense Force that says press on it as well. Because it's an InfoWar. So very exciting to be seen, to meet like-minded people, to come together at events, and to support the InfoWar. The two new shirts are available at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, going back to the serious news, and we've got the crew in the TV studio. We're here in the radio slash news studio, the war room. Massive cyber attack could trigger NATO response. This is from Reuters a month ago. We have Hillary also saying it. And then now we have this report from InfoWars.com. Obama threatened Putin with war over election hacking conspiracy theory. And, of course, Putin said he got a call last week from Obama. Obama says he gave him a call. President used emergency red phone system to say, quote, armed conflict could ensue. Now, he goes through NBC reporting this and others. This is just incredible. But what's even more amazing is this is now official policy. So you've got the president basically threatening World War III. That's where this goes. Off of some CIA report Congress can't see. The head of all intelligence, Clapper, says it's fake. I've got CIA sources that are high up, and others do as well. This is bull. We told you a week before they admitted it was bull, it was bull. We told you the exact type of bull it was. Just like we told you Romney wasn't going to get it when they first announced it. I don't know who we're talking to when these things. Anyway, damn, I'm in the Twilight Zone. This might be the Matrix. This is just too cool. I'm sitting there with Leanne McAdoo. I'm looking at the Christmas tree here in Austin, Texas. We've built this operation to crush the enemy. We're just winning and winning. There's a total exuberance. The highest Gallup poll in 100-year history, in history, for exuberance and confidence in the economy. I just winning, Leanne. What is going on here? And now Obama wants to turn it all over and have a nuclear war. But it's okay because he's liberal.
Poor losers. I don't know. Donald Trump said, I'm not going to get tired of winning. Winning feels great. What do you think about the fact that the sore losers are now saying that no matter how deranged we have to get, we must do everything we can to delegitimize Trump? Just why don't you do a little soul searching? Step back, figure out what you did to lose so badly. This is why we're probably going to have 8 years of Trump.
I agree. And what do you think of, have you seen the clip? Because I know you're getting ready for the news, where I played where she's on Oprah, the first tranny is on there, Michelle Obama. And she's, that's what Joan Rivers was friends with her and said she's a tranny. And then they killed her a week later. Probably killed her. But seriously, the major media keeps saying, I first said that. No, Joan Rivers did. What do you think of her saying we're all just dumb toddlers?
You know, I haven't watched her interview yet because it made me sick to my stomach, just the highlights that were coming out, her saying, oh, well, we brought hope into the White House, and now that we're leaving, there is no hope. Please, are you kidding me? Where is the hope? The country is in dire straits. Look, take a look around at the globe, and it, basically you're insulting more than half the country that wanted to make America great again and got Trump in office. We are filled with hope for the first time in quite a long time. A lot of people are. So, you know, to me,
because the globalists have been trying to demoralize us so we give up.
Right.
It's even in the WikiLeaks where they want to demoralize us. These people are so creepy.
It's everything is opposite. It's the double speak. You know,
let me ask you a serious question.
We have hope, but there's
no hope.
We've
seen the photos of her in the dresses with the big bulge, with, you know, the anaconda. I mean, I'm being serious here. Do you think she really could be a man? Because he admits he was raised by a tranny in Indonesia. There's all this weird stuff. Why do you think Joan Rivers said she's a tranny and then died?
I do not believe Michelle Obama has a codpiece. I don't believe it.
So then what is the giant bulge?
I think it's fake news. I don't know. Maybe she has incontinence or something. I don't know.
Oh, a diaper.
I don't
know. Leanne, do you know what I'm doing right now?
I'm unsure.
I am trolling the MSM. You understand that? I want the big story over Christmas to be Alex Jones, the fake news guy, says she, you know, says she's Long Dong Silver.
Long Dong. Family show.
What? I'm talking about Long John Silver.
Yeah.
You ever seen that story, Treasure Island? Ever seen that movie? I'm going to stop. I'm trolling you. I apologize, Lord Arpin. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
They're going to take everything out of context.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
I can't wait to get to this actual fake news topic.
That was satire, media. That was satire.
So you don't think Michelle Obama has a codpiece?
No, she just looks like a man like Rachel Maddow. All right, we'll be right back. There's nothing wrong with that.
We're on the march.
He says we're toddlers. Okay, well, I can say, Mommy, that looks like a man.
GCN Radio Network.
Look, Mommy, it has a wee-wee.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container, and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Telling Leanne, she's a big Van Halen fan too. We were going to the same concert. I was scared. I saw the church. So that's Van Halen, sweetheart. And she said, well, I got this back when I was a kid, though. When you were a teenager, and this one was a big eagle screaming in, like black arms, white front. I used to go to the big Monsters of Rock at the Cotton Bowl. And it would start, like, after they'd been going like 10 hours at night, about 8 o'clock at night. That's why Sammy Hagar always talks about, you know, it's 8 o'clock, it's time to go, in one of his songs. And just like for 10 minutes with the lights off, you know, the drums, good stuff.
I love this Christmas spirit in this room here. Have you already shown what that is over there?
I don't know. This is what listeners send us, and no one gave me a note. I just walk in here, and there's like some UN global government toy soldier.
Nutcracker.
Nutcracker. And I mean, you know, I thought it was like...
Let me see.
Yeah. There you go. All right, let's get serious. We've got callers, Dawn and Chris and Joe and Chris and Ben. I'm going to get to all of you coming up in the fourth hour. Who is hosting the fourth hour today? Roger Stone. Oh, my gosh. It's Wednesday, of course. Roger Stone. So he's gotten better. He was food poisoned. I wonder if he was actually poisoned. Now, I've been poisoned before. I never really told people about that, but got a couple times. It's not too fun. Let's just say I don't drink things people give me at public events anymore.
Right.
Or if somebody's wearing gloves, don't let them touch you. I'm serious. This is stuff we do. It's usually just to really make you sick.
Bump into you on the street.
That's what they do, yeah.
End up dead in the bathroom a few hours later.
You're like, oh, Alex, you're not that important. Oh, yeah, right. I'm not saying I'm that important, but let me tell you, we're in the middle of some crazy stuff. What's up, dude?
Okay. Director Rob Dew.
He started screwing around, and now Dew brought in the real nutcracker.
The real nutcracker.
Remember the company that had this nutcracker?
Hillary Clinton.
That doesn't talk anymore. Well, she coughs. Oh, she doesn't talk. The new nutcracker coughs. All right, let's get serious, because I wanted to roundtable this today.
Well, one of the top topics we've got here, everyone.
Yes, well, I wanted to hear from you. How you would dub this year, what you're concerned about, will Trump get into the next 29 days? What do you make of Gallup saying the most exuberance and confidence ever recorded? The globalists trying to raise interest rates to plunge all that. What's going to happen next year? Just in brevity, you know, the big topics. And, of course, we've got the rest of the crew in there as well. Introduce who we've got in the other crew in there.
Well, we have Ashley Beckford and Owen Schroyer joining us from the Nightly News, you know, backup studio there.
We need to give ourselves names in the studio, because we're going to go, what do we call that thing? It's the Nightly News studio. This is the War Room, and that's the radio studio.
Yes.
Studio Alpha.
Studio Alpha.
You guys are in Studio Alpha. We're in Studio Bravo.
I like that's that. Right. Alpha Bravo.
Alpha Bravo.
Tango.
I like it.
Tango is the radio studio?
They've officially been named.
Alpha Bravo Tango.
I like it.
Alpha Studio, Bravo Studio, Tango Studio. Seriously, though, who wants to go first? What do you think the biggest event of this year is going to be so far?
Well, I would just like to say, Alex, I'm glad to see you loosened up today. You've been working so hard lately, and you've been so tight. It's nice to see you with a smile on your face today and having a good time. So I just want to say that. But, you know, you were talking about fake news and trolling the mainstream media, Alex. I'm not sure if you're aware of the biggest troll ever on Twitter, perhaps, today. Hashtag boycott Delta. This guy, Adam Soleil, gets kicked off of a Delta flight and claims it's due to racism because he was speaking Arabic on the plane. This hashtag has been the number one hashtag showing up on Twitter on my account all day long. This guy is a YouTube prankster. He has multiple videos on his YouTube page with millions of views. He's got over 2 million subscribers where he goes on flights and pranks people on the flights with a towel on his head, a turban, counting down from 10 in Arabic.
Which the kid did at the school with the clock counting down.
Right.
Looks like a bomb. The cops say, tell us what it is for 30 minutes. He won't. So they arrest him. What the hell? He's got like, looks like a bomb counting down. You won't say what it is. And then they turn it into his victim. Turns out his dad's a big globalist Islamist stunner. And all these women come out later and admit, nobody attacked me because I'm Islamic. No, it's the Islamic folks getting their little daughters ready to suicide bomb. Did you see that footage earlier?
The woman who sent her daughter in and said goodbye?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that
really
was sick.
Sad.
That was really sick.
Well, and I think just kind of, you know, getting to the story, it is going to be these race hoax, race crime hoaxes, as well as the fake news, because this story that Owen brings up, it was like the number one trending thing, and the mainstream media just went with it immediately. Oh, we have another Delta kick this guy off the plane for speaking Arabic too loudly. We have a race crime here. Don't even do any fact-checking on it. Totally just fake news in it.
How about everybody has their larynx removed? That way no one can say, Durka Durka Muhammad Jihad.
Well, I mean, the thing is,
like you.
This is fake
you
news
have big
in action.
Balls.
Is that if someone reports a hate crime, if they're a victim of a hate crime, they're Muslim, they just run with it. They don't even do any fact-checking. Meanwhile, almost immediately, people are pointing out, this is a YouTube star who is known for making these viral videos.
Look at this guy.
He does fake anti-Muslim racial profiling.
Yeah, he goes on like, holla, mahala, holla, holla, 10, 9, 8, mahala, and then he doesn't get in trouble. That's yelling fire in a theater. Well, but they'll turn it around to the poor, horrible, racist people. There was a guy running around screaming, Durka, Durka, Muhammad Jihad, counting down from 10. What the hell? Ashley Beckford, do you have any comments on this?
Yes, I was going to just agree with Leanne and just point out that it is really crazy that the mainstream media knows that this guy is a YouTube prankster, and they're not even going to point out that fact and realize, maybe we should do a little investigation on this.
You know, I saw this morning, too.
He's a comedian and an actor.
And at first they were saying it was real, and earlier I was looking. They're still. So what you're saying, actually, is they're still running with it, even though it's fraudulent?
Right.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the biggest trend, like Leanne was saying, of this year is the fake news. Basically, this is the death knell of the mainstream media. People are realizing they really can create their own platforms. They can go out there. They can get the real news. They can create the real news just by reporting on what's going on in their local area. And this is one of the ways that we've seen today where people have pointed out, hey, this is a YouTuber. This is a prankster. Why is this being, reported as mainstream media news as if it's something real.
So they've really been caught in giant fake news because they know he's fake, but they're still going with it, spinning it around like Muslims are the victims when they're the ones blowing the planes up. They're intimidating other Muslims that aren't extreme. We're supporting the good Muslims by trying to go after the really radical ones that have taken over Islam. And I was watching the video when you guys were playing a clip, and I saw some earlier today. The plane is Hispanics, blacks, white people, you name it. They're folks that look like they're Muslims, too, are getting up and concerned. This isn't racial.
Right.
This is a guy speaking in Arabic, counting down from 10, acting weird.
At a time of heightened terrorism in this country, you shouldn't be trying to make a viral YouTube video that you know is going to be making people uncomfortable, period. And Owen actually has some of his other videos where you can see the type of viral videos that he does. It's all these
hosts. We should do a report on him right now. Can we pull up his channel? Owen, what is it?
It's Adam Soleil Vlogs. Adam Soleil Vlogs. And he's got thousands of the... I mean, he's literally a YouTube prankster. Like, that's what he does. He pranks people
on
YouTube.
And by the way, what NPR will do is they'll have somebody like him on and say, I'm fake like Alex, and this is how we do it. That's how they're doing it. They're saying we're fake when it's mainstream media that's doing all this.
Well, think about all of the race crimes that have turned out to be hoaxes here.
Just the latest thing with the Muslim women was all fake.
Exactly. I've got attacked by a Trump supporter, and turns out it was either fake or it was people who were busting Hillary Clinton supporters.
By the way, this guy looks Arabic. I mean, is he even trolling that?
I think that he actually is genuinely of some Arabic descent and speaks Arabic.
Mm-hmm.
But to be honest with you, look, the guy in a sense is a comedic genius. I mean, he totally plays off the ignorance of all the people on Twitter.
I know, but see, he also knows he'll just use this to take our rights as well. So he'll
and that's the danger.
32 million views. Again, this is why the major media is dead. The guy has videos with 30 million, 20 million, 10 million views. So do we. But we're covering serious stuff. This guy's pretending to blow up airplanes.
Right,
of course he's got 30 million views.
I don't think
this is legal.
I got racial.
Let me tell you something. You get on an airplane like this, start doing countdowns and speaking in Arabic and gibberish, I'm going to kick your ass.
There needs to be some consequences.
I'm on there with my kids. You are going to have your... I mean, I'm not acting tough here.
No,
let me tell you, somebody starts doing this crap with me, I'm going to tackle your ass.
Well,
and it's not going to be my fault when I knock your teeth out, because I thought you were trying to blow the plane up. I don't think this is funny.
No, it's not funny at all. There definitely has to be some repercussions for it. And, just the fact that Delta is now kind of scrambling, people on the plane are saying, that didn't happen at all. He wasn't even on a phone call with his mother. What are you saying?
I'll tell you what we do. We got to start hijacking all these pranksters, people, take their stuff, review it so we can copyright cover it, and then viral all their info, feedback loop, taking their energy from them and then blasting them with it, so that they can't get away with this stuff. Because the guy, if he wants to come on and explain himself, maybe I'm wrong. But just as a first glance, this makes me angry.
Yeah,
if I was on the plane with a guy going 10, 9, 8, he's like, hello, you'd be like, what the hell?
Well, and if you think about it,
if he's on a plane with an air marshal, he's going to be lucky he didn't get shot.
Exactly. Right? Well, and that's the thing is, anyone can get kicked off a plane if you've been asked to shut your phone off and you refuse. If you're talking too loudly, you're being... Yeah, you're going to get kicked off the plane.
How dare you kick me off? You're a racist. Don't kick me off.
We have people that have been tackled on planes.
Do that again, Owen. You look like the guy from Team America where he's like, do this. Wave your arms like this. He's like, save me. They're killing me. What's he doing?
What's wrong with you? Why you kick me off plane? Why you kick me off plane? I just speak Arabic and say 10, 9, 8, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I just say, it's I like don't like Muhammad Jihad.
You open up his briefcase, all these wires and dials and stuff. You're like, 10 is counting down. What's the countdown mean, son? I will not tell you. Infinite.
Yeah, like, here's what he's going to do next. He's going to go onto an airplane, and he's going to, like, rig it up so that it somehow, like, busts open, and, like, wires and crap goes flying everywhere. And then he's like, oh, you know, nothing, no big deal. And people are like, okay, you got to get off the plane. You're like, racist! Racist!
Exactly. Yeah, if you wanted to get a good settlement.
By the way, the media is saying people were racist to a Muslim. Was he saying that himself?
Honestly,
I'm sure he was saying racism was the reason why he believes he was kicked off the plane. But what I'm saying is, you know, all jokes aside, I really agree absolutely with you guys. But the bottom line is this. It's actually affecting all of us when they do things like this. When pranksters, you know, are being promoted by the mainstream media as if it's real news, exactly. It affects us. Today, I have two articles here that were linked on the Drudge Report. LAX evacuation updates. Some flight delays reported following brief evacuation after suspicious bags found at three terminals. You also have, you know, so many different ways that they're blocking off the Christmas markets now. Instead of, you know, creating actual borders outside of the country to minimize this immigration, they're creating all these checkpoints and basically different ways of bordering off people at these Christmas markets.
They're setting up police states, checkpoints like in Israel. Instead of controlling the border, they're turning us all into slaves. Great
exactly.
Point.
As a prison planet, you know, as we promote here. And we really need to, like you said, definitely get a hold over this fake news. We can't have so many people promoting this fake kind of stuff because this is how it affects the average person. When you're just trying to travel with your family, you don't know what's going on, and then you have someone doing something like this, it just creates a lot of different security concerns for everyone else.
Now, I agree. See, it's like fire in a theater.
I'm telling you guys all the time that I want you to pop in at least an hour every day. David, Ashley, you know, all the other great folks, Margaret, yourself, Darren McBreen, I mean, the control room crew makes great points. I want to, because I would have never gone here. I knew about this, but I was so focused on World War III, Obama wants to start, and, you know, suicide bomber little girls, that we didn't point out the media knows this guy's fake. They're still running with it to create guilt about the Muslims because they're trying to cover up them blowing up stuff and stabbing people and shooting people and driving 18-wheelers over people. And
right.
It's just like,
I mean,
such a freaking psyop. So I'm glad. I think every day, at least 30 minutes to an hour, I've got to bring you guys on to kind of inject all the other news you're back there looking at, just stewing in for the nightly news.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you've got a lot to get to with all these stacks of paper on your desk. So we can certainly.
Well, speaking of that, I got callers here. I want you guys to all pop in as we take these calls a little bit in the next hour. And then the great Roger Stone's taking over. But double check and make sure he's not too under the weather. But I'm sure he's going to be here. Is the word is? He's doing it. He's doing it. Okay, good. I hadn't checked. He was just real sick with food poisoning or whatever it was. He thinks food poisoning. But I want to go to some of these callers, Don and Chris and Joe and Chris and Ben. But just briefly, Leanne, and then, of course, are you guys there in the, what is it?
Bravo
studio. Alpha Bravo Tango. That's right. So you guys are in the Bravo studio. Do you think they're going to try to stop Trump in the next 29 days after this whole fiasco we just witnessed?
I think that what they're going to try to do is take it out of their own hands and kind of do the same thing we've been seeing with sending protesters out there or trying to intimidate the Electoral College, something that puts it out of their hands, or like Hillary Clinton making Jill Stein ask for the recount, totally a fraud. So
they're going to use foils. They're going to use minions.
Exactly. And I think it's going to fall short. I don't think they have the support that they thought they had. I don't think they have the hearts and minds of Americans totally wrapped up like they thought they had.
I agree. Look at how Hillary got
lost
more
electoral votes. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Taken away from her.
Absolutely. I agree that they're still going to try to make strides whatever way they can. It seems like almost every week they're coming up with a new strategy. They're so delusional. These Hillary Clinton supporters or Bernie Sanders, I'm not sure who it is, just basically agitators who are coming in, communists, you know.
Well, we call them toddlers. I mean, Michelle calls them toddlers. They act like toddlers. They're
right.
The toddler brigade.
Right.
Exactly.
Social
the toddler
weekly.
Brigade, they're still crying. They, you know, still haven't, you know, accepted that Donald Trump is the president-elect. He's been, you know, confirmed by the Electoral College to just let it go. He's going to be our president. We need to, you know, keep our minds open, our eyes open, you know, and accept him, but also, you know, criticize anything.
Exactly. We're the loyal opposition. We've got
to
keep him on the right path. Exactly. Actually, let me ask you this question. How upset do you think they are now? They admit they are, that the economy finally is coming back and they're panicking.
Oh, they're completely up in arms about it. I mean, I don't know if Dow ended up going over 20,000, but I've been watching over the past few weeks. And I actually saw a tweet today, and I believe that since Trump has become president-elect, we've actually increased $1 trillion in our stock market. So
And Krugman is panicking in the New York Times. Exactly. He's saying the economy's great under Obama. Now he's saying it's bad.
It's all fake news.
Owen?
Well, I believe the Dow did hit 20,000 for the first time ever.
Right.
And then it hit like in a record like 11 or 12 times since Trump got nominated.
That's racist.
It is racist. Everything's racist now. But back to what you were saying earlier, Alex, I think that what they would really love, I think that what they're really stewing here over, what they're really, you know, Mr. Burns, excellent. They would really love to see someone actually try to shoot Donald Trump. They've had every major newspaper calling for it.
Nobody gets in trouble.
Laughing about his plane crash.
If I said put a bullet in Obama, which I wouldn't do because I'm going to turn him into a martyr, they'd arrest my ass and they should. Exactly. Why have they get away with this?
Right. It's insane. It is absolutely insane.
And then I'm supposed to the whole establishment's against him. And then people ask me, he's the establishment now. How is it being the establishment? The entire establishment is running around like chickens with their heads cut off, from the communist Chinese
to the Pope,
to Obermann going, Russians come, war with Russia, war out from Get to the chopper! It's a trap!
It's a very, very hands, Alex.
We'll be back. Stay with us.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/freebook. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/freebook.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
KD Armor raised the standard. Finally, AR-500 steel core body armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Bend CQB, a revolutionary plate forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at katiearmor.com, CATIarmor.com. Come and take it.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Let's go to the two great reporters in there. Just look at them. No, no, not us. Good-looking reporters.
Studio Bravo.
They really do. Good old Owen and Ashley kicking butt. Love Train. Trump train. Yeah.
Get our own version of it.
No, I mean, look, Trump's not going to be perfect, okay? But the guy's like a fossil, basically, of Americana. He wants to make everybody wealthy. He's very aggressive. He wants to dominate all these globalists.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to see what he does. But overall, I like what I'm seeing so far.
Right.
But getting off that subject, anytime you guys want to pop in, I want to start doing this every day. Or at least 1 hour of the show, we just do this big roundtable. I've been wanting to do this the whole time. Mm-hmm. I get so focused on guests and news, I get so serious. We should sometimes just have some fun.
I agree.
Even though we're talking about assassinations and World War III and all the rest of it. But let me just ask you all this, and then I'm going to Ben and everybody else. What do you make of NBC News reporting and others that Obama basically threatened military action against Russia, and the left's all proud of this, like, good, let's have a war because they got Trump elected. Are you people crazy? Number one, that's not true. Number two, Russia's not doing anything to us, you lunatics.
Well, I think they're really revealing their true colors here because we have Chris Hayes coming out saying, you know, no matter what, no matter how deranged it is, no matter what kind of disinformation we got to put out there, we have to delegitimize the president-elect Donald Trump. We have to delegitimize. So they're okay with shutting down the First Amendment and then calling everyone else fake news. They're okay with putting out these filters, news filters. It's like the Ministry of Truthiness has been rolled out. How much do they hate this country that they're willing to do whatever it takes?
I agree. Ashley, what do you think? What do you think?
Well, I think that actually Obama was just itching to use this red phone because we know when he got into office, he said, I have a pen, I have a phone. This was actually the first time that Obama was actually able to use the red phone system, which actually sends an encrypted email relating to cybersecurity issues.
That's right.
So he's just trying to, you know, dominate.
Use it in case of war. That's right. In fact, using the red phone is a threat itself.
Mm. He wants his legacy. He wants to go down, just as Hillary Clinton did, as being the one who started this World War III, who restarted the Cold War and made it a hot war with Russia and, you know, basically bring down America. That's the whole thing. However you can bring down America, and especially since the Chi-Coms, you know, believe in communism, they're atheists and everything, that's the kind of regime he wants to bring to America.
We're
going to
bring that word Chi-Com back because that was gold reporting. She's on fire.
Thank you.
That was absolute veritas. Ben in Michigan, thanks for holding her on the air. What do you think about all this?
Hello, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, thank you so much for your patriotism and your service as a true soldier.
Brothers, I thank you. We're in this all together. Go ahead.
I wanted to ask you, what do you see as the end game to this net censorship fake news garbage? If Trump's going to be president in February, won't he just reverse all that, or is there a deeper?
Well, the problem is these are private tech. These are private tech companies. You got Euro and China doing it, and Trump. You know, isn't going to be a dictator. I don't want him to be, but he's got to kind of organize the people to put pressure on companies not to do it. He can be the leader and do that constitutionally. But they want net censorship, net IDs. They want registration and licensing for journalists. They want fines and fees. Everything you see in Europe now is coming here. They want a global social score where they downvote you if you're not a good little minion. Owen, guys.
Well, yes. I mean, you don't have Zuckerberg there building up a whole separate Facebook platform so that he can get into China. Obviously, they're going to use those same sort of tactics here.
They admit they are.
Exactly.
And that's what's crazy for me, Owen, and others, is that China's in our news lecturing us and admittedly helping get the fake news. A foreign communist or helping shut down Americans? But I agree with what you were just saying, caller. This is a collision course because the president's here. We're rising. They're still, though, here. It's a civil war.
Right.
We're in a civil war. It's a high-tech civil war. It's an info war. They're losing it. They want it to get physical. Back in 70 seconds, Infowars.com/show. Great points, Ben. More calls straight ahead. And then Roger Stone. Stay with us.
Radio Network.